Hey, Mr.
Oh, howdy, Hector, howdy.
Say, I want to see you, and you and Mr. Peters.
Well, Eb isn't here, Hector. He's just gone up the council airs to party. And I'm just getting ready to close up. Said you better come in some other time.
Sucks. I want to talk to you right now. You see, this is very important. Did you see the Corn Center Gazette today?
Yes, I seen it. Why?
Well, I told you. Didn't I tell you? I told you I was going to make good in this town.
Make good nothing. All you made is a fool out of yourself. Getting the editor to print that dad-doing article about you solving the Ortega Canyon mystery. Why, everybody knows you didn't solve nothing.
I did. I did, too. I found Professor Thistleway, didn't I?
Yes, just by accident.
No, sir. It wasn't any accident. I went after him, and I found him. And I did it for Hortense.
What's that? You did it for Hortense?
Yes. Yeah, but say, gosh, don't say nothing about it, but will you please?
How do you mean, Hector, you did it for Hortense? What do you mean?
Well, she was all brokenhearted because Professor Thistleway went away. And, oh, but gosh sake, don't say nothing about it, will you please? Because if you do, it'll spoil everything.
Why, Hector Smith, I think it was mighty darn nice of you to do that. Yes, sir, I do. Well, say, why don't you want me to say nothing about it?
Because the editor thinks I did it to get news for the Gazette.
Well, I know, but sakes alive. If I was you, I'd go right up to Hortense's house and tell her all about it.
Oh, shucks. I can't go up there, Mr. Winterbottom.
Why?
Every time I go up there, her dog barks at me. He's liable to bite me.
Well, her dog won't bite nobody. Don't you know a barking dog don't bite?
Yes, I know it. But does the dog know it?
Well, what difference does that make? I'm telling you, he won't hurt nobody. Ain't you ever noticed that every time he barks, he wags his tail?
Yes, sure, I've noticed that. But I don't know which end to believe.
Well, just the same, if you're still in love with Hortense Schultzenheimer, you'd better have a talk with her.
Oh, shucks. You see, the trouble is, she don't care for me. She's crazy about Professor Thistleway.
Well, I don't know now, Hector. Maybe she's changed her mind.
Well, she likes him the best.
Now, listen here. You look at Nettie Squires. She changed her mind about Sam Barlow. But Sam never asked her again. And just for spite, she ran away with the circus. Married the living skeleton.
Married the living skeleton?
Yes, sir.
You ought to make a rattling good husband.
Well, now, listen here, young fella. It ain't no laughing matter. Sam took it pretty darn hard. He's been a different man ever since.
Different man, huh?
Yes.
Who's he been?
Oh, I mean, he's all busted up about it. Felt terrible.
Shucks, that's nothing. I feel terrible myself.
Well, there ain't nothing the matter with you, Hector, except you're getting fat. That's all. You don't get enough exercise. Why don't you get one of these here exercising machines?
Oh, shucks, they ain't no good. I had one, and I gained 3 pounds.
Gained 3 pounds? You mean while you was using the exercising machine?
For God's sake, do you have to use it?
Well, certainly you do. Certainly you have to use it if you want to get thin.
It wouldn't make me thin even if I did use it. I went to a doctor once, and he told me the only thing that would make me thin was to worry.
Worry, huh?
Yes, and I told him I didn't have anything to worry about, and he asked me if I could swim. And when I said no, he told me to worry about that.
Well, did it work?
I'll say it worked. I went down and jumped off the dock, and before they fished me out, I darn near worried myself to death.
Well, say, what you want to get thin for anyhow?
So I can be a reducing expert. You see, that's a swell job. You know, my brother's a reducing expert, and he lives off the fat of the land.
Well, now listen here. You just do like I tell you, and you'll get thinner, and feel a lot better to boot. Get plenty of exercise and fresh air. Open both of your bedroom windows when you go to bed at night. That's the thing to do.
All right, I'll try that. I only got one window in my bedroom, but I'll open it twice.
Yes. Well, I tell you, Hector, you better be getting along now. I'm going to close up store right now.
Yeah, but wait. Wait a second. I didn't tell you what I came here for.
Well?
You see, I'm going to run for mayor of this town. And
now, just a second, Hector. Just a second right there. Just a minute. This business of you running for mayor is just a lot of plain, darn foolishness. That's what it is.
No, it ain't. It ain't neither. The Gazette is going to stand behind me.
Oh, but you ain't got a chance. Old man Schultzenheimer will be elected again, same as always. You can't beat him. Why, you'll just be buried alive under the Schulzenheimer landslide.
Buried alive, huh?
Yes, sir. And it's pretty darn bad to be buried alive.
Well, it's no joke to be buried dead.
Well, I don't mean actually buried. I mean he'll just skin you. That's what. He'll skin the pants off you. He's got too many darn friends in this town, and you ain't got nothing to count on.
Sure, sure. I got something I can count on.
Well, what can you count on?
My fingers.
All right. Go on ahead with your smart alecking and all, but I'm warning you, Hector. If you run again, old man Schulzenheimer, you'll just make a fool out of yourself, that's all.
Yes, but I'm going to get a lot of support. That's what I came in here for. You see, I want you and Mr. Peters to support me.
Now, I'm sorry, but we can't do it, Hector.
Gee, Willikers, why not?
Well, me and Ab never take no sides in any politics. He's good for business.
Yeah, but God's sake. Listen, I...
Now, it ain't no use arguing, Hector. It ain't no use at all. You're a nice fella, and we like you and all that. But it just ain't good business for us to support nobody.
All right. I don't need your darn support. I'll get elected mayor myself anyway. You just see if I don't. I'll surprise everybody around this town. And just remember that once people laughed when I sat down to play the piano.
How do you mean? Why'd they laugh when you sat down to play the piano?
Because there wasn't any piano stool.
Get along with you. Young Jack Napes. Thinking he can beat old man Schulzenheimer for mayor. Oh, yes. I almost forgot to count the cash for the day. Well, let's see. That's a good. Well, 50, 75, 925, down to 75, down.
That dinger, I tell you, let go. Get your hands off me.
Come on, now. Before he goes out, you'll be around, sir. Get in there.
Well, I ain't done nothing, son.
What's the matter, Ed? What's the matter?
This darn fool traffic cop pinched me. He's crazy.
Crazy? I'm crazy. And what do you think you are? Wandering around the country in a high hat, rubber boots, and a nightshirt.
My dad read it. I told you I was going to a dinner party.
Well, yes, officer.
And this is the way they always dress when you go calling on royalty.
Royalty? Oh, so now you're calling on royalty, eh? Who? The Queen of Sheby?
No, she ain't no queen. She's a countess.
Why, yes, sir, officer. She's a countess. She comes from an old family.
You darn tootin'. She's 500 years old.
What? Say, what are you talking about?
Her grandfather was darned old, too. He fought Napoleon.
That's a fact. Well, he didn't exactly fight him, but the countess said that if it wasn't for her grandfather, Napoleon wouldn't have got over the Alps.
Yes, sir. He certainly had the Alps bad. Darn near died with him.
Say, what's the matter with you? Napoleon didn't die with the Alps. The Alps is...
I didn't say he died of them. I said he got over them.
But I'm telling you, the Alps ain't a sickness. The Alps are like Vesuvius.
Like
Vesuvius, Eb. They're a sort of eruption.
Well, anyway, it was the Countess's grandfather that rode for the doctor.
You betcha. The Countess said he rode for 100 miles or more. Rode till his horse was spent.
Yeah. He didn't give a darn how many horses he spent, either. Why, he used to spend his horses like a drunken sailor.
Yes. You see, in them days, they used to use horses instead of money.
Say, listen now.
That's a good idea, too. Fella couldn't get his pockets picked easy.
Yes, sir. The old man was certainly right fond of horses.
Yeah, he certainly was. He had a horse that could jump as high as this building. And one day...
Say, what are you trying to tell me? A horse that could jump as high as this building? Why, there's no horse in the world that can jump as high as this building.
Sure he is. Because this building can't jump at all.
Right.
But did I ever tell you about my uncle's bull? Now, this here bull...
Now, wait a minute. What are you talking about? Countesses or horses or bulls?
That don't make no difference to me. I can talk about one just the same as the other.
Oh, and you can, eh? Well, what I want to know is what you mean by walking around town in your nightshirt. That's what.
Dagnabbit, I told you already. I was going to a dinner party.
What you got in that sack?
In here?
Yes.
And my lunch.
Oh, going to a dinner party and taking your lunch, eh?
Yeah. See, I think...
Yes, you see, Officer, Eb can't eat the regular victuals. He's got a sort of bad stomach. He's going to diet.
Yeah, and I got to die in the sack.
Say, give me that sack. I'll just have a look into this. Oh, you got a bad stomach, eh?
Yeah, but it ain't the sack.
A bad stomach. All you can eat is donuts and dill pickles and... Oh, ho! I thought there was something funny about all this. A bomb, eh? A bomb.
Shucks. That ain't no bomb. It's one of them there round duck teasers.
Well, yes, sure, and I guess you've told the truth for once. Here, take it away. Take it away.
Give me it.
Wait, I'll take it. Ain't nothing the matter with it. All good Dutch cheeses smell like that.
Yeah, you ought to smell one that's sort of gone wrong once.
Now listen, maybe this is your idea of a joke, but if it is, just cut it out, see? I'll be keeping an eye on you. Just remember, you can't fool a horsefly.
What, say?
You said you can't fool a fly horse.
I reckon you mean you can't horse fool fly.
I don't neither. I mean you can't fly a horse fool.
You're crazy.
Hey, just a minute.
You can't fly a fool
fly. I ain't crazy.
Yeah. You can't fill a fool fly.
Say, listen, you're both crazy.
You can't fill a fool.
Hold on now.
You can't fly a horse.
You can't hold yourself for a fly.